figure that's an older word.
Yes, it is.
If somebody's trouble, you might say, oh, it'll come out all right. Don't
worry.
And the disease of the joints is sometimes called, you're getting old and still call that
arthritis, rheumatism.
Sometimes, you have a disease, it's not very common anymore, very severe sore throat with blisters on the inside of the throat. And I think around World War I, they used to give people the Schick test to see if they need shots for it. You get shots.
Diphtheria.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know if I've ever known anyone who had that. I think that.
They said I had it when I was a child. I don't recall that. They give the shots now for children to keep them from having it.
Yeah, you have to have those shots before you start school.
Yes.
The disease that makes the skin turn yellow is a
yellow jaundice.
And sometimes, if you have your appendix taken out, you said, well, I had an attack on
appendicitis.
Ever heard any other term for that? Don't think so?
I don't think so.
If a person, say, should eat something that doesn't agree with him, it wouldn't stay down, you say, well, he had to,
Vomit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll get through all the gruesome terms in just a minute and get something more pleasant. Anything else that someone might use there?
Okay.
You ever use my throw up or something like that?
Yeah, that's good.
You might say, yeah, that person was sick.
On your stomach?
Mm-hmm. Say when somebody's heard some good news, you'd say, but she'd hardly gotten the news when she came right over to
tell me.
You might say that you hear there's a chance one of your children might come home. You'll say, well, if he doesn't come,
I will worry.
Yeah. If you're going to be glad to see one of your children when you come home, you might say, well, we're
glad to have him home.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. You might tell a naughty child, if you do that again, I'll
have to spank you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've already gone through that one, didn't we? Get to more pleasant things now. Get away from spankings and so forth. Let's see. If a boy keeps going over to the same girl's house, over and over again, you'd say he's
courting or dating.
Any other terms you've heard for that around here?
Long years ago, they called it sparking.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever talk about somebody going with somebody?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Ever heard of keeping company with?
I think so. It's just a... Not really a term that you use all the time.
Is that term maybe applied to older people more than to younger people?
Probably so.
Let's see. And what do they call him if he's going over there all the time? He's her
boyfriend. Mm-hmm.
Any other kind of names when you're kidding him around that you might call him? Say he's her.
Can't think of.
And she is his
girlfriend.
Any other names or names that older people would say?
No, I don't.
And if boy comes home with little lipstick or something on his collar, his little brother might kid him and say, aha, you've been
kissing the girls.
Any other kind of name that you might use there?
Smooching.
Smooching. Anybody ever use spooning anymore? Or was that?
No. That was an old term. I remember hearing talking about spooning.
Say when the girl stops letting the boy come over to see her, you say, and maybe she did what? She
broke up with him.
Anything else, maybe kidding terms that you use there? You ever say maybe she jilted him?
Yeah.